Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. Representative Herr moves the minutes from May 13, 2019. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails. The minutes are approved. We have Senate File 1100. Representative Herr moves that all further action is pursuant to Rule 2.03, or Joint Rule 2.03 is waived. This bill came over late, and we want to keep it going. Representative O'Neill, to the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering, since we just heard this bill yesterday, public safety, and we were actually looking at the House language, and so I'm a little confused as to, now we're looking at the Senate language, is there an intention to insert the House language, or the language we're looking at now is still the Senate language, and we had some, several of us on the committee had some concerns with the House language. It had some language in it that pertained to local government, and it hadn't gone to local government, and even our nonpartisan researcher who's been here decades couldn't answer our questions because it was outside of his expertise area. So I'm just wondering, what is the plan, and will you be inserting the House language, and if so, could we have that in front of us?
The bill author is here. Obviously, as a procedural matter, we can substitute the House language when it comes to the floor. So before us today, we don't have to make that decision. But Representative Kunesh-Pudin, could you come to the testifying table, please? And Representative O'Neill, maybe you want to restate your question and the author can respond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the question really is procedural. We have the Senate file in front of us, and yesterday we were actually discussing the House file, which is substantially different. It's much more broad, and it has some language in it that doesn't appear here that relates specifically to local government. We spent quite a bit of time talking about changing a shall to a may and how does that impact whether or not that particular entity was still considered a governmental unit, which impacted many other things as well. As you heard in the committee when we had our nonpartisan researcher weigh in on that change and what was the impact of it, he wasn't able to offer advice because it was outside of his area of expertise as we were in the Public Safety Committee. So I'm just wondering, what is your intention? Are you going to stay with the Senate language, which we didn't have a problem with? Are we inserting the House language?
Representative Kunesh-Pudin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative. It is our hope to reinstate the House language.
Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So my concern is that it didn't go to local government, and we didn't have expertise around the table to determine the full impact of that changing, whether or not that entity would still be considered a governmental unit, which, of course, has impacts in other parts of statute. So do you plan on remedying that, or is this going straight to the, after this, to the General Register and to the floor?
Representative Kunesh-Pudin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do believe that we were able to specify that it did not need to go to local government because it's concerning just public safety and not the general local laws. And afterwards, as I did a little bit of more investigation, I mean, I think we want to remember that our reservations and our tribal areas are sovereign nations, so it is a government to government. I don't think you can disagree that they're not government entities, and so it is our intention to acknowledge that and honor that and ensure that our sovereign nations have the ability to govern their own areas of land and municipalities.
Mr. Chair.
And just to be clear for the record, the motion is should include a re-referral to the General Register, so that is where it's bound.
Thank you.
And Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick follow-up. No, and you really do point out the fact of the complexity of the change. And because it was in front of the Public Safety Committee, it wasn't our area of expertise, which is our concern, that it didn't go to the committee with both the researchers that are experts in that part of law and members that have spent quite a few years studying that part of law. And that was my concern. So if you want to bring something to the floor and pass it out or something of more research that you've done, it just was very confusing to us in public safety. because of the change and the impact on the definition in Minnesota statute regarding governmental unit. And we understand that there's a broader conversation as well. So that would be incredibly helpful if that is your plan. Thank you.
Representative Freiberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to emphasize what Representative Kunesh-Podein said, there is a precedent for this. A lot of these public safety bills deal with the authority of local governments. They're not, they're public safety issues. They're not local government issues. Representative Mariani had a bill, and that argument was made that it should have gone to local government, and it didn't because it wasn't a local government issue. This bill says pretty clearly in the heading, a bill for an act relating to public safety. I'd say the case for this one not going to local government's even stronger because, as Representative Kunesh-Podein said, these are sovereign entities. This relates to, it says that the Prairie Island Indian Community of the Mittawakaton Dakota Tribe has concurrent jurisdictional authority. So it relates to the authority of the tribe, not of the local unit of government. And in my mind, it would actually be a little bit of a little bit disrespectful almost to the sovereignty of the tribe to send it to the local government issue because it's not a local government issue. It's a tribal sovereignty issue.
Representative Albright, you sought recognition.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Kunesh-Podein, for those of us that have not seen this bill before or do not serve on the committees previously, could you just succinctly outline why this legislation is necessary?
Representative Kunesh-Podein.
I can, and I think if you're familiar what happened up at Mille Lacs, Band of Ojibwe, you would understand it. By law, the local tribal police have to be in concurrent connection with the county police officers and community. So what happens is that in order for basically it's like the county is overseeing the tribal police. And I believe this came about back in the day when tribal agencies and reservations didn't have strong police forces or law enforcement programs. And so the county was then, if they wanted to have their own police force, then it was said that they needed to like contract with the county and the county would oversee them. As the reservations have built up their police forces and have created excellent law enforcement programs, they don't feel they need the need to have to be tied to the county sheriff and the police. They would like to be able to work in tandem with them. So this language basically is going from must to may. And that allows the reservations and the tribal police to have full jurisdiction over their communities and their tribal members, and at the same time ask for help from the county if needed, also to be able to help the county if needed. This happened up in Mille Lacs where there was the concurrent agreement, and there was a disagreement between the county sheriff and the tribal police. And the county said, okay, well, then we're pulling out. And what happened? Almost immediately, the cartel moved in. Almost immediately, drug and heroin poured into the state because there was no jurisdiction on that tribe. They did not have the control to monitor that. They didn't have the jurisdictional right to take care of that. So there was a drug increase. There was an increase of violence against women, and most of the time it was white men against Native women because they knew they could be there and nobody could do anything. Nobody had jurisdiction against them. And so this is a way for the tribes to now be in control of their own communities, their own law enforcement. Prairie Island is carrying this. They have an excellent relationship with their county sheriff. Their county sheriff has testified every single time in favor of this. And I think it's important that in this day and age, we start to untether the tribal communities from the oversight of law enforcement and government that is not necessary.
Mr. Chair.
Well, just Representative Albright, the issue before us is whether this bill should move, the joint rule waived, and whether the bill should be moved to the general register. If you would like to focus in on the need to re-refer this to local government, I think that's fine, but I would ask members, obviously the issues are important, but to confine it to a discussion of whether it should be referred to a different committee instead of to the floor. Representative Albright.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You basically reinforced what my next question was going to be. This has local impact on communities. It also deals with the sovereign nations, of which we have a number. I have one in my district as well. It would certainly fall under the germane territory of local control, local government. So I'm surprised that that has not been on the radar for this legislation. I would urge it to go to local government as well.
Mr. Representative Albright, and just so the point is clear, there is no rule requiring that it be heard in local government. If the chair doesn't wish to see it, the chair does not need to hear the bill. And as I understand it, this is primarily a public safety issue related to tribal law enforcement issues. So I don't think that's where it needs to go, and the chair hasn't asked for it. And I think, Representative O'Neill, your points about better understanding the bill as it comes to the floor, I'm sure Representative Kunesh-Podein will keep in mind and try to make sure that it is perfectly clear and whatever research is necessary will be provided. Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to that point, Mr. Chair, we're at a bit of a disadvantage because the intention is the House language, which is quite a bit different. It's much more broad than the language in front of us, and so it's a little hard for us to I'm the only one that was on the committee to actually see the previous language, the House language, and so we're at a bit of a disadvantage because we don't have that in front of us. And, you know, even to Representative Freiburg's point, he's looking at the Senate language, which is, unless he has the House language in front of him, but I don't think any of us do, it's incredibly more broad. And even as Representative Kunesh-Podein was discussing, you know, the changing the shall to may, that's in the House language. And I'm just saying we're at a disadvantage because we have the Senate language in front of us.
Representative New.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To Representative O'Neill's point, can I ask why we are moving the Senate language instead of the House language, since we're requesting a waiver anyway, and the intention is to insert the House language? Why are we moving the Senate language?
Representative New, it's because it's a Senate file, and so we make that substitution on the floor when it comes up for consideration. Representative New.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Does that mean there is currently no House file? This was not introduced as a House file?
Representative New, it's my understanding that there is, of course, a House file introduced, but the Senate language came over to us, and it's moving as a Senate file. And so when it comes to passage, then we substitute the House language into the Senate file. And for those watching at home, it is complicated. Representative O'Neill.
And to that point, Mr. Chair, I would just ask, you know, if we're going to do a rules waiver like that, I mean, I understand that this NFL came over, but we'll reinsert the House language. But if we could see the House language, that would be incredibly helpful if that was the author's intent, because then we know, you know, as the conversation needs to be, which has primarily been, should it go to a different committee before it goes to the general register? And I would contend if we have the language in front of us that more than just myself would know that it probably should have gone to at least local gov, if not the Government Operations Committee. As I stated before, our nonpartisan researcher who's been here a couple decades couldn't weigh in fullness because it was outside of his area of expertise when we were on the Public Safety Committee.
Representative New.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a comment. I think it would be much more transparent if we moved the House language to the floor and then took the bill to conference, because that is also an option. I think this is a less transparent way to do it. As Representative O'Neill said, we're working with language here that we know is not actually going to be the language. This isn't a real transparent way to do this.
Well, Representative New, just to be clear, it's not like a delete everything amendment where the new language comes in. It's never been seen before. It's whatever the most recent engrossment would be or what as introduced. So the language is available online. Any member who wishes to see it could see it right now and make that evaluation. We obviously are in the last week of session and did not anticipate providing members of the committee with the House language for substitution for floor action in the future. But members, there is time right now if you'd like to take a look. It would be whatever the most, I think it would be as introduced. I don't know if it's received, if it was engrossed in committee or not, but that language would be the language we're looking at. Representative Becker Finn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just going to make that point that I looked it up while all this discussion was going on. It's not that long. It's real easy to take a look at if you have a phone.
And I would just add that I'm sure Representative Kunesh-Podein would be more than happy to work with you and make sure that House Research has a chance to weigh in to vet any of those issues. And the bill will be posted. There will be an opportunity for amendments on the floor. 24-hour rule will be in place, and there will be 6 hours for amendments to amendments. So there should be ample opportunity for both transparency and full involvement of anybody who wishes to weigh in on this. Representative Freiberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I did pull up the House language. It's a little different, but it starts out the same, a bill for an act relating to public safety. Like the Senate version, it only modifies Section 626.93 of the Minnesota statutes. That's the statute relating to peace officers and not to local government. So I don't think the fact that the language is going to be changed changes where I think the bill should go or not go.
Any further discussion? Then we return to the HER motion that for House Senate File 1100, we waive the joint rule 2.03 for all further action and re-refer the Senate file to the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no.
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 Motion prevails. Calendar for the day for May 16th, 2019. Representative HER is going to move the calendar subject to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails. And members, we're adjourned.